Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving into something super important, practicing self-compassion and treating ourselves with that good old kindness. You know, the kind of kindness you extend to your best friend when they're having a rough day? Yeah, that kind. We all deserve that level of care and understanding, right? Ever noticed how we often give our friends the benefit of the doubt, offer them a shoulder to cry on, and celebrate their wins like they're our own? But then when it comes to ourselves? Well, sometimes we can be a real bunch of tough critics, huh? We beat ourselves up over mistakes, put unrealistic expectations on our shoulders, and forget to acknowledge our own strengths. So, how do we turn that inner critic into a supportive cheerleader? It's all about practicing self-compassion, being kind, understanding, and forgiving towards ourselves, especially when things get tough. Think of it like this. You wouldn't scold your best friend for tripping over their own feet, would you? You'd probably offer them a hand up and maybe even a good laugh. Same goes for us. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey to self-compassion. First, recognize that everyone makes mistakes. We're human. It's part of the learning process. Don't let one slip-up define your entire day or week. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember those epic fails in your past? You laugh them off eventually, right? Second, be mindful of your inner dialogue. Are you constantly putting yourself down with negative thoughts like, I'm not good enough, or I always mess things up? Challenge those thoughts. Replace them with more compassionate ones like, I'm doing my best, or this is a learning experience. It takes practice, but over time, you can shift your mindset from negativity to positivity. Think of it like rewiring your brain. It takes effort, but the results are worth it. Third, celebrate your successes, big and small. Did you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Did you nail that presentation at work? Give yourself a pat on the back. Celebrate those wins and acknowledge how far you've come. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs. But every step forward is worth celebrating. Fourth, practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, spend time with loved ones, and engage in activities that bring you joy. It's like giving yourself a tune-up, essential for staying balanced and running smoothly. Finally, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you're more compassionate than others. That's perfectly okay. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend. Now, let's talk about something relatable, okay? Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? You spill your coffee, miss the bus, get stuck in traffic, and then realize you forgot your lunch? It's enough to make anyone want to curl up under the covers and call it a day. But what if instead of beating yourself up over it, you treated yourself with a little compassion? You could say something like, okay, this day hasn't gone as planned, but I'm going to take a deep breath, acknowledge these challenges, and focus on getting through the rest of it with grace. See how that feels different? Instead of dwelling on the negative, we're acknowledging it, accepting it, and moving forward with kindness. That's the power of self-compassion. It helps us navigate those tough moments with more resilience and ease. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, starting with yourself. So go out there, treat yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a loved one, and watch how your world transforms. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear these words. And don't forget to leave a review. Let me know what you think. Until next time, keep shining bright, and remember, you are amazing just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.